Welcome to Be Inspired, your ultimate resource for finding inspiration so we as a collective can live consciously and creatively in a rapidly changing world. I'm your host, Francesca, and today we're diving into the profound impact of kindness, how small gestures can create waves of change. In this episode called The Ripple Effect, we explore simple yet powerful ways to bring more kindness into our daily lives. To guide our conversation, I want to reference a well-known quote from a best-selling book, maybe you're familiar with it, that beautifully captures the essence of kindness. It's from The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. He says, "When we strive to become better than we are, everything around us becomes better too." What I love about this quote is that it reminds us that personal growth isn't just about us. It's about the energy we put out into the world, whether through kindness, patience, or understanding. When we choose kindness, even in small ways, we elevate the spaces we occupy, the people we interact with, and even ourselves. So let's talk about the science and soul of kindness for a minute. There's actually science behind kindness. Studies show that acts of kindness release oxytocin, sometimes called the love hormone, which not only makes us feel good, but also strengthens our relationships and even improves our health. Imagine that. Something as a simple smile, a compliment, or a helping hand can actually be good for your heart, both physically and emotionally. But beyond science, kindness is about soul work. It's about seeing people, really seeing them, and recognizing that we all carry burdens. Some are more visible, most are not. And in a world that often feels chaotic and divided, kindness is the glue that holds our shared humanity together. Here's a story of unexpected kindness. A friend of mine once told me about a particularly tough day she had. She was running errands, stressed, and barely holding it together when a stranger in line at a grocery store turned to her and said, "I love your scarf. That color looks amazing on you." It was such a simple statement, but she told me later that it completely shifted her energy. It changed her day. It made her day. In that small moment, she felt seen. Here's my own personal story with unexpected kindness. Before a workshop presentation, I stopped in at a Tim Hortons to grab a coffee. The place was abuzz, customers chatting, orders being called out, you know, the hum of a busy morning. And as I stood in line waiting for my turn, I noticed the man ahead of me paying for his order. Then, just before he walked away, he turned to me with a warm smile and handed me a cookie. It was Smile Cookie Week at Tim Hortons, and if you don't know what that's all about, it's where 100% of the proceeds support charities and community groups across Canada. It's a great cause. "I hope you don't mind," he said, "but I wanted to do something nice for someone today, so this is for you." And just like that, he was gone. The cashier smiled, and I stood there for a moment, genuinely surprised. It was such a simple gesture, yet it completely shifted my energy. I was already excited to present my workshop, but this act of kindness amplified my enthusiasm tenfold. It reminded me how small moments can make a big impact. I walked out not just with a coffee and a cookie, but with a deeper appreciation for how kindness has the power to change a day. And that's the thing about kindness. It doesn't have to be grand. It just has to be intentional. So here are some practical ways to cultivate kindness. Number one, pause before reacting. When someone, let's say, cuts you off in traffic or says something really sharp, take a deep breath before responding. Sometimes acts of kindness is in what we don't say. Number two, Offer genuine compliments. If you admire something about someone, then tell them. You never know how much they might need to hear it. And number three is be kind to yourself. We often forget this part, but self-kindness fuels our ability to be kind to others. So speak to yourself with the same compassion you'd offer a friend. And here are some closing thoughts as we wrap up. I want to leave you with a challenge. Today or in the coming days, try an unexpected act of kindness, whether it's for a stranger, a loved one, or even yourself. Notice how it makes you feel and how it shifts the energy around you. Because as Paulo Coelho reminds us, when you strive to be better, everything around us gets better too. And kindness, that's one of the simplest, most beautiful ways to start. Thanks for tuning in to Be Inspired. I hope you enjoyed this episode, The Ripple Effect. And if it resonated with you, don't forget to subscribe and share. And I'll see you next time for another conversation on conscious creative living. Until next time, let's keep spreading kindness, keep creating, keep believing, and as always, stay inspired.